5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hi, and welcome from Podimo and 2020. This is First Dates, the podcast. I'm Frankie Bridge.
And I'm Cece Coleman.
You've finished the drinks and settled the bill. You and your date have said your goodbyes, and you're immediately on the phone with your best friend.
I found out she dated someone else in the village with the same disability.
Wow.
So it was like, it was
didn't
really
even
weird.
Really cast that net wide, did
no,
she?
No, exactly. Either? Yeah, no, exactly. I was like, God, try a little harder.
Wow. In this podcast, we're letting you in on the post-date debrief.
We'll be bringing you the most amazing, bizarre, and heartwarming date stories.
Cece and I haven't met our daters before, and we'll be hearing the gossip for the first time with you.
Okay, so today we have the lovely Astar. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you.
So you're in a wheelchair. How long have you been in a wheelchair?
I've been in a wheelchair from birth.
Really?
All my life, yeah. I was born in Miami in 1982.
Oh, fancy.
Yeah.
Miami, bitch.
I got my passport. The doctors gave my mum and dad, they told them I've got 1 week to live. And my mum had a C-section, yeah. And I was really badly, badly disabled. And the doctor went up to
me. And they didn't know that while she was pregnant?
No, not at all. So
wow.
They rushed my mum away and took me away from her. And my dad went up to the doctor, and the doctors all had ashen faces. And they said, we've just never, ever seen anything like this before. So that's how I was... Yeah, introduced to the world.
But you've defied the odds because you're 40, how old?
41 years 41. Old now.
41? Wow.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's
yeah.
Mad.
Yeah. It's a long week.
Do you feel like it's a really long week? They don't know their shit.
Exactly, yeah. Get your shit together.
Well, we want to talk to you a little bit about dating. But before we even go there, we've got some questions for you.
Yeah, we always like to ask what your green flags are. And what's something that you're looking for that's important to you?
Oh, God. I would say... my first green flag would be authenticity. Ooh. And someone who sees past the wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about like an ick? What about like absolutely not? Like that's a red flag for me.
My biggest ick would probably be hygiene. Like,
yes.
I've been with a couple of people and it's just like, nah, you know, it's just like, please just get a wash.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You would think that that's just like...
like 101.
Yeah.
But no, I don't know why. Surprised.
Like, I don't know why that wouldn't be a thing. Like, if I think about the amount of time it takes me to go or get ready for a date, which is an hour and a half, right? And that's like start to finish.
Yeah.
If I'm putting that much effort in, why is someone not turning up and at least cleaning their teeth?
Exactly.
Because I think you can tell. I think like it's all quite obvious when someone hasn't.
If I ask someone to brush my teeth and make me smell clean, surely they can make the effort.
That's a really good point.
Jesus.
You're like, right, I've had to ask someone to do this for me. Yeah. You've not even bothered to do it yourself.
Yeah,
exactly. Get a wash.
I love that. Have you felt like it's like, I'm sure it's affected your life in general, but have you felt like specifically with like your love life and dating, have you felt like it's held you back?
Yeah, I'd say massively. You know, from the age of probably 16, 17, when you start to kind of think you want to be in a relationship and have these feelings, it's just, it's kind of crushing.
Mm.
Especially for someone like me, because I don't really see myself as having a disability. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people with disabilities would be like, oh, you shouldn't say that, man, because you should embrace your disability. I'm like, well, you know, we all have our individual takes
exactly.
on disability.
Yeah.
To me, I'm not disabled. I'm Asta. And that's how I struggled, because people, when I was looking for dates and looking for love, it wasn't a level playing field at all. They mm-hmm. just saw the negatives instead of what positives could bring instead, mm-hmm. you know. So it was difficult.
And I think kids and stuff, they can be cruel, can't they?
Yeah.
Like, especially when you're around young kids anyway, because mm-hmm. they don't understand.
Yeah.
But as you get older, teenagers, they should understand. They can still be absolute assholes.
Do you know what? Teenagers, but, you know, I'd go into nightclubs and stuff and, you know, as you do with your mates and, like, every time I'd just have someone coming up to me, grabbing my arm and saying, are you having a nice night? Like, you know, it's like I'm on some kind of excursion from the local fucking residents, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just, you know, come on.
Yeah. What do you respond when people say that? How do you respond?
I'm really, like, completely, like, upfront, and I'm saying, I said once to someone, I'm having a lovely time, but I feel my nappy and I really need to go now. The faces are like,
yeah.
So it's just like, it's just having fun with it, because I just can't take it too seriously, because, you know, people are either conscious or they're not.
Mm.
And there's no two ways about it, really, is there?
No. And have you actively dated in the past, or do you feel like you've kind of shied away from it?
No, I've always been like, I want to date. Like, I want that person. I've always believed that person's out there, and people have always said to me, oh, you know, you just have to wait, she's out there. And at first I was like, well, you know, that's bullshit, because I've been waiting like 40 years now and it hasn't happened. But, you know, I've always had that longing, because regardless of my disability, you know, it doesn't change that longing
of
the human heart. It's just, it doesn't.
And I think people don't look past that, do they?
No, you know.
And what has your dating history looked like? I mean, how do you find dates? How do you let people know? Like, how does that look for you?
My first date was, I was out on a night out in Leeds with my workmates. And yeah, we met in a nightclub and I was with her for a year.
And how old were you then?
27. Yeah, that lasted about a year. And then I just kind of went onto Tinder and tried my luck. Like, because I always saw my mates like going on Tinder and stuff. And I was like, well, you know, I'll give it a shot. And I just got, there was a couple of people that approached me that had like disability fetishes, which was weird.
Serious?
Yeah.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I'm serious. It's a thing.
A fetish about everything.
Yeah.
That's really intriguing to me. So did they like announce that, or did you have to search for
it? No,
you
know it. Like, you just know. Like, my radar was like, you're weird. Because the one person I saw on Tinder was like, I found out she dated someone else in the village with the same disability.
Wow.
So it was like, it was really weird. But
she didn't even really cast that net wide, did she?
No, exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. I was like, God, try a little harder.
Wow.
But yeah, you've got to be really careful. But
yeah.
I just think it's your mindset as well.
So Tinder was after this relationship. And how was that, other than the fetishes, how was the response? What do you show? Do you share immediately, I have a disability? What do you do? How do you say it?
At first I didn't say that I had a disability. And
so you just show a face shot, like upper body? Yeah.
And I kind of toyed with it, you know, experiments with it. I wonder what would happen if. And the response was unbelievable. You know, if I didn't say I had a disability, I'm not blowing my own trumpet, but I got messages. But then, you know, if after chatting with them and I revealed I had a disability, you either wouldn't hear from them, or they'd start like light conversation and start saying, oh, I'm not ready for dating yet.
But how does that make you feel? It must be soul destroying that you're like, you're someone that people
enjoy. It's hard. It's not, you know, and for anyone starting out dating, that's like me, you know, it is soul destroying. But you've got to keep on, you know. You just can't let it get to you.
No.
You know, and maybe that's just me, you know, because I've got a strong personality and a strong kind of resistance and a will to live and a will to enjoy life. But a lot of people just haven't, and you know, and they really need help with dating.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we all do anyway. Dating is difficult, right? Mm. Anyway. But then when you're adding on, like, you know, do I share something? Don't I share something? It's a tough world out there, and people are mean, you know. People,
yeah, they
don't...
are mean. They are, you know, to this day, you know, school kids look at me and laugh, you know, and it's like...
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's like...
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm deadly serious.
I almost can't... Sorry, but that is so bad.
Yeah.
Like, why, you know, because that's coming from parenting, yeah, right? Because a kid's a kid, we know nothing, right? We're born, we're like, absolutely. Well, fuck knows, like, well, I don't know what's what.
Exactly.
So that is really quite disgusting.
Yeah, and to me, schools should be teaching 100%, people from a young age, you know, and maybe I wouldn't have been in the situation I was of being judged if that was the case.
Mm. And do you think, like, you've always had this belief, this always, like you're obviously so grounded, you really know yourself, you have this belief that you will find someone. Do you think that's something that's always been within you, that's just part of your personality, or is it the people you surround yourself with?
I think it's a mix of both. I think my parents were incredibly inspirational people and just beautiful people, friends, you know. And, you know, I've always had this saying within me since I was born, know thyself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And there's nothing more powerful.
Yeah.
There really isn't. And if you come from the heart every single day in every situation you're in, then everything can be achieved.
Yeah.
Yeah, so true.
What's your dating status now? Are you...
Well,
I
was on a popular daytime lunchtime show, and I'm on it every week, Steph's Packed Lunch.
Okay.
Oh, yes,
and,
yeah.
What do you do on there every week?
I'm called a lunch mate.
Lunch mate?
Oh,
I want a lunch mate. Yeah.
So it's basically they have a bunch of lunch mates, like 10 or so, and we all give input into like the current stories of the day and stuff.
Okay.
But then if we've got like a story of our own, Steph's really amazing that she'll pick it up and, you know, put it to the team and make a story out of it. And I went on one day and told my story of how I'm looking for love, broke down in tears in front of millions of people on Channel 4.
Oh.
And yeah, and then I went on Tinder. Paul Brunson helped me.
Love Paul.
We've become really good friends now. And I met Charlotte.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how did Paul Brunson help you then?
Well, he told me like the basic steps to go for and how to do it. And,
which are, tell me please, because I'm still single.
Yeah, and he gave me a lot of kind of motivation and just in the kind of sexy way Paul Brunson does it.
You're like, are you single, Paul?
Yeah. So was he like telling you what to say on Tinder and what? Like,
he just kind of steered me, like, you know, of like pictures and text and, you know, how to go about it. So he really helped me a lot, and I was swiping right one Sunday, and I saw this beautiful smile, swiped right, and it's been over a year we've been together.
Well, hang on. Whoa, I want to know more. Right. You're swiping, smile comes up, right? Mm. Introduction, you're talking back and forth. What's the next steps from there?
So we basically had chat, and I said to her, you know, obviously I have a disability. Does that bother you? And she's like, absolutely not. And, you know, there was a part of me that was like,
Yeah, I've heard this before.
Had she seen you on the show? Ever?
Yeah, she did. Ah. She did. She says, you know, I saw you on the show and I saw your appeal and, you know, I really like you a lot. And there was a part of me that was dubious because I thought it was another fetish thing. She met me literally the next day.
Really?
You live in the same area?
In my local Wetherspoons.
Yeah, did you really? Yeah, yes! Literally.
Classic guy. But it was beautiful. She's just probably one of the nicest human beings I've ever met.
And when she first walked in, was there like
instant connection? And, you know, people say, when you know, it's true. It's absolutely true. We went on from there, and she has kids and she lives half an hour away from me. And I met all the family, and it was just a beautiful thing that happened.
Wow.
And is Charlotte able-bodied? Or
she is.
She is. So
yeah, and that's another thing, you know, throughout my younger life, like through my 20s, I remember people saying to me, oh, you know, I really don't think you should be looking for able-bodied people to date. You should be looking for people with disabilities.
Why?
And maybe like social clubs. And I'm like, do you know what? Get out of my space.
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, why? Are you that unconscious? Like,
yeah.
Have you actually woken up on this planet yet?
Mm.
So,
wow.
Yeah, Charlotte's able-bodied and she's got 5 kids. She's got 7 chickens and... She's amazing.
Cece and I are just going to nip to the loo really quickly and then we'll be right back.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Using my GI Bill taught me I can do anything, and seeing me graduate taught my daughter she can too. VA benefits cover tuition, housing, and supplies. Get what you earned. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
I have to say, Asta has really surprised me in, I haven't heard like positivity from, you know, when people sort of pretend to be positive. He naturally is that person, and he, the hope that he holds is something that I want to take and use every and apply to my life every day.
Yeah, he just has a great head on his shoulders, doesn't he? Like, he knows who he is.
Yeah,
and that's important for him in someone that he meets, and he's definitely found that.
And can I ask, I mean, this, if this is too intrusive, you can just tell me to do one.
Go for it.
Sexually, what, how does that work?
I am so sexually charged and active. You would not believe. Like,
good for you.
People think that, you know, he's disabled. He must be like switched off from the waist down. Like, but I'm not. I'm completely switched on.
Really? Mm. So your movement in the legs?
I can feel everything. Yeah.
Okay. So you can feel everything, but you've got movement in your legs.
Yeah.
And you got movement down here.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Wow.
I've got movement in all the right places.
Is that what you said to her? Don't you worry.
That's like the
punchline. Date me because I've got movement everywhere.
I've got movement in all the right places.
Thank God I have, you know. It's just because we really enjoy it together.
And do you think that's a common misconception for people who are able-bodied if they were ever thinking of dating someone?
Yeah.
Obviously, everyone's situations are different.
Yeah.
But, you know, it doesn't mean it
can't
happen.
I just think, you know, we all have misconceptions about each other all the time. Mm. And, you know, they say don't judge a book by its cover. But you know what? It's not a blasé saying, is it?
No.
It's absolutely true. Mm. And I think if we all opened up to each other a little bit more, then the world would work a lot better. But yeah, we have a great sex life.
And how, you said like if we opened up to each other a bit more, if people did, how could that look?
I just think, you know, honesty, being honest with each other, not having any fear, you know.
But honest about which part? Like how?
Everything. Like, you know, this is me.
Yeah.
This is how I work. You know, I feel confident about myself. Because if you have confidence about yourself, it almost kind of filtrates into someone else. Like, I can be confident with this person.
And also
as well.
It's attractive
exactly.
when someone's
very
confident.
Attractive.
Cockiness, yeah. not so much. But like that, a bit of like, if someone, you can feel it if someone doesn't feel
exactly.
it.
Yeah. I'm just comfortable with myself. And I wouldn't change myself for the world.
But do you think she was looking for someone as well that would take her for who she is?
Yeah, I think, you know, Charlotte has been through a lot herself in past relationships, and she said, you know, because I'm always conscious about physical things I can't do around the house, and she always says to me, look, you help me in so many ways, in other ways. So we kind of complement each other, and
yeah,
it works. It does, you know, and it's not all about, you know, carrying the person over the threshold. It's not all about, it's just not. It's about love, you know, and we talk about love in so many different aspects of the word. But to me, love is incredibly organic, and it just happens, doesn't it? And it's a beautiful thing.
And all your friends and family must just be, you've all met each other's families, and they all must just be so happy for you.
Absolutely. And we moved in with each other. I moved in with her about 8 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, after being with my mum and dad for 41 years.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God. Were they like, bye?
Yeah.
Booked a holiday.
We're really sad, but your room's a gym now.
No, literally, I was out like a week and they'd painted my room. So it was just good
off
all
you
around.
Go.
Yeah, yeah.
Go
see
on.
Ya.
Fuck off, yeah.
Take the ramp up.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's just so cool. You must feel such a sense of, like, I don't know, like independence that you've maybe not felt before.
You know what? I felt like I was reborn.
Yeah.
I do, honestly. And it's so incredibly liberating, you know, and because I watch my brothers, they're all married with kids and stuff, and I was starting to really kind of like flail, like thinking, am I ever going to have this? You know, but I'd just say to anyone, don't ever give up.
Yeah.
You know, because this world is, you know, we're surrounded by billions of people, you know, and there is someone out there for everyone.
I do think that that's what this podcast has definitely shown. Like, we've had 100%. So many different people on here, so many different situations, relationships and everything. And I think it has definitely shown that, like, there isn't just one way to love. There isn't one type of person to love. And that we can all, at some point, it might not be early on in your life. It might be later on, or it might be, like, there's no good time. It just, there is someone for everyone.
And the rules, I always thought there was rules, you know, have this when you're 20, have this when you're, the rules go out the fucking window.
Absolutely.
There aren't any rules. How can you inform your heart to act a certain way? Like, there's no rules with this area of the body. And I thought maybe after doing this podcast, we'd be a bit, well, me in particular, that I'd think, oh God, I've got no hope, because we've heard a lot of negativity, like about situations, like Tinder swindler type stories. But I still don't feel it. I'm still like, and even talking to you, I'm like, yes, fucking hope.
Yeah.
Of course there is. Yeah. Like, otherwise, what else do we have
exactly
if we lose that?
We don't, we don't have anything else but hope.
No. And you never lost yours, which is amazing. I think there's people in like different situations that have lost their hope already.
I have gone through so much shit in my life.
Yeah.
So much, like, fuller than a sewerage plant. Like, I've had my toes amputated. I've had multiple surgeries. I can't wipe my own ass. Can't feed myself. But I wake up every single day and thank God that I'm alive. And thank God that my heart is full of love.
Oh my God, you're going to make me a bit teary. Yeah.
Everything's good. You've moved in together. Yeah. What, you know, what are you expecting from the future?
We're getting married in January.
Are you?
Yeah.
Oh, will her kids be there?
Yeah.
Is it all a blended family now?
It is, yeah.
Yeah, and you get on well with the kids?
Absolutely.
And they'll be at the wedding.
Absolutely.
Oh, I love
that. Yeah. Wow. And, wow.
We just want to commit to each other. Like, like I say, when you know, that's it. Like, I just want to lock it in.
Yeah.
What a love story.
Yeah, locked in.
Yeah.
Oh, well, congratulations.
Thank
good
you
luck with
so
that.
Much.
I want to see the pictures.
You will.
Oh my God, how did you propose?
How did I propose?
Oh my God. Whoa.
Hang on, that's a really good question. We kind of
did you just lob the ring at her and go, come on in.
Yeah.
Troy. She hadn't been away in years. And me and my parents were going away early this year to Spain. And I paid for a flight. And she came over and stayed with me in the hotel. And it was just kind of a mutual thing. So we just said, should we get married? And that's how it happened.
Oh, yeah. I'm so happy for this situation. How old are her kids? What are the ages between one?
Starts from 8.
Yeah.
Up to 23.
Amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And did you think you'd ever have kids even as well? So it must be so nice to you that you've kind of inherited these.
Yeah, I'm glad I've inherited them. Yeah. So like, because I never imagined I'd have kids myself. I always thought it was kind of a bit selfish of me to have kids because I would feel that I couldn't give them what I'd want to, you know, give to them physically. So it's just how it happens.
It's perfect.
Organically beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it sounds perfect.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you.
Really
am. Good luck with everything.
So much. And thanks for coming in. Like, your face is just, you're like, I feel like there's so much in you. And it's like, all I feel like is like love. You're just a beautiful human.
Thank you. You too.
Asa, have you got a podcast?
I have.
Talk to us. I want to know what it is. I want to listen. Is it about love and dating?
No, it's kind of like a Terry Wogan / Parkinson's podcast.
Oh, wow.
And it's called Astavision.
Brilliant.
And
is that out already?
Yes, it's on YouTube. And I've unashamedly finched some of Steph's guests. So we've got John Waite on there. Paul Brunson's on there. It's just, it's really nice. I just let it, like you, like chat and organically happen.
Mm-hmm. It's nice, isn't
it? Yeah, it is. And, you know, I campaign and for people with disabilities every day, and I get emails from people with disabilities thanking me for the work I've done because I've got two movies out.
Two movies?
Yeah, I've got a Hollywood movie out and a Belgian movie.
Really?
About sex and disability. Yeah.
Yeah. This guy, he's just doing so much.
Just rolled in here acting like you're just in that movie,
podcast, getting married.
Wow. Living movies.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun. It's just, like I say, it's just getting that word out there that, that you know, people with disabilities are not for the scrap heap.
Yeah. Oh, you know, God, yeah.
Literally. Like,
that's,
Because society have an awful kind of habit of boxing people in when we're all actually human beings. So I create things through media to tell my stories.
What would you say for anybody else out there that's got a disability and they're thinking, young or old, and they're thinking, I've got no hope here?
Just believe, you know, and it's very simple. And know thyself. Very simple. Because, yes, my mum and dad brought me up, but there is nobody else on this planet who knows thyself more than you. Believe.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing else that we can say to you, but that is like, I want to clap for you now, right now. Round of applause.
Thank you so much for listening. I'm really hoping you've enjoyed it just as much as we have. Please feel free to follow, subscribe, and leave us a review. We'd love to hear what you think. From Podimo and 2020, this has been First Dates, the podcast hosted by me, Frankie Bridge.
And me, Cece Coleman.
The producers are Blondin Hoag and Fionn Lewis.
The video producer is Rob Walsh. The executive producers for Podimo are Jake Chudnow and Matt White. The executive producer for 2020 is Martin Tricky.
Special thanks to Bruna Pias, Kendra Steve and Fatima Patea.
For ad-free episodes, subscribe to Podimo UK on Apple Podcasts.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Lemon pepper fans, I hope you're sitting down because Zaxby's just dropped a mouthwatering lemon pepper dry rub. Now you can get that delicious zesty lemon and cracked black pepper flavor you love on the chicken you love. Try it any way you want, from Zaxby's lemon pepper wings and lemon pepper sandwiches to their lemon pepper chicken fingers. And with the Zaxby's app, all that lemon peppering can earn you rewards points. Now that's lemon pepper perfection. Zaxby's lemon pepper. Get some today. Who's got the sauce?
Zaxby's.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.